Dr. Kopinski with a mail. I am in Jose Alvarez-Castellanos, C-A-S-T-E-L-L-A-N-O-S. Jose Alvarez-Castellanos. Completed his intake questionnaire with the assistance of Genesis Alvarez. Prepared according to the information obtained from the examiner in this fashion. He is a 39-year-old male who was injured at work on 7/20/15, but he fell off of a 7-foot scaffold and injured his head, neck, and back. But he was seen at the emergency room in Pomona, New Jersey afterwards. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his diagnosis to be concussion, injured neck with fracture and back. Paired he did have injections in the neck, but did not undergo surgery on any body parts. Paired he is currently receiving therapy from a, quote, psychic, end quote, named Dr. Rita, R-I-T-A. Period. He is otherwise no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Per his claim petition, Mr. Alvarez alleged he slipped and fell on 7/20/15. Period. On 5/10/21, he received an order approving settlement. That will be inserted from the bottom. Period. He has now applied for a reopener, accompanied by answers to reopener interrogatories. Period. He stated he was presently unemployed. Period. New paragraph. Treatment records show he had a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Zuck, Z-C-K. Period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment to date, including prior diagnostic studies. That will be inserted here as marked. Period. He had last been seen in this office on 1/23/19. Period. At that time, it was recommended he undergo pain management. Period. He had one injection by Dr. Pris Bilkowski, P-R-Y-Z-B-Y-L-K-O-W-S-K-I, in the cervical spine without improvement. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with cephalgia / cervicalgia, comma, herniated nuchal aspid pulsi at C5-6 and C6-7. Period. He recommended an updated MRI that should be compared to the previous study done on 12/10/18. Period. On 2/13/20, he was evaluated by Dr. McClure. Period. He noted the history of injury and treatment, as well as results of certain studies that will be inserted here as marked. Period. Dr. McClure gave estimates of permanent disability that will be inserted here also as marked. Period. New paragraph. On 3/9/22, the petitioner was seen by a psychiatrist named Dr. Kimiel, K-I-M-L-I-E-L. Period. He denied symptoms of depression or anxiety and had no medication side effects. Period. He continued to treat with Dr. Kimiel through 8/2/23. Period. His assessment remained the same, with diagnoses of adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depressed mood. comma, pre-existing, and noted. Period. New paragraph on 325-23, he had an updated cervical MRI compared to a study of 2018. Period. Insert those results here. Period. On 425-23, he was seen by Dr. Zuck. Period. He denied any interim injuries since the last evaluation on 10-17-22. But he denied the same. Period. He was working in a new position that was relatively light physical demand while at South Jersey Detail. Period. On this assessment, Dr. Zuck diagnosed cervicalgia and cervical radiculopathy. Period. Jose requested further evaluation by a spine specialist. Period. Dr. Zuck relayed his opinion about the MRI, whose findings were not severe enough to warrant surgical intervention. Period. He opined no further diagnostic testing is medically indicated, and Mr. Alvarez was able to continue working in a full duty capacity for his present employer. Period. Physical exam. Extremities. Upper, he had what appeared to be dried white paint on the eponychium of his fingers. Period. He stated this was due to him painting them. Period. He demonstrated extreme signs of functional overlay from the outset. Period. He volitionally limited range of motion about the shoulders in abduction to 90 degrees. Period. He did not perform this in any other planes. Period. With passive range of motion, there was guarding associated with facial grimacing, comma, sighing, comma, and moaning. Period. There was very limited effort with range of motion actively. Period. Manual muscle testing yielded breakaway weakness by lateral hand grasp, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He was not sufficiently cooperative to perform provocative maneuvers about the shoulders. Period. Extremities lower. Motion of the hips elicited pain in his low back with associated facial grimacing, sighing, and moaning. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical. He performed active range of motion in an incorrect way despite multiple instructions. Period. He tended to move his entire torso as opposed to isolating motion at the spine. Period. This was also non-reproducible. Period. Within these parameters, flexion was to 10 degrees, comma, extension 0 degrees, comma, bilateral rotation 15 degrees, comma, with side bending right 20 degrees and left to 25 degrees. Period. There was superficial anticipatory tenderness to the paravertebral muscles, comma, trapezius muscles, and suboccipital muscles bilaterally in the absence of spasm. Period. The rest of that is normal. Through Sperling's maneuver, elicited complaints of pain in his head, but not in his neck or radicular symptoms. Period. Thoracic is normal. Scratch that. With range of motion about the cervical spine, he complained of tenderness in all planes. Period. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with physiologic gait. Period. He feigned an ability to walk or stand on his heels or toes. Period. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 30 degrees with support. Period. His inability to walk on his heels and toes belied his strength at 5/5. Period. He complained of tenderness throughout roll range of motion in this region. Period. He sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 20 degrees. Comma, extended 0 degrees, comma, and side bent bilaterally to 5 degrees. Period. Bilateral rotation was guarded to 10 degrees and associated with tenderness, comprising a positive trunk torsion maneuver for symptom magnification. Period. There was superficial global tenderness palpation throughout this region in the absence of spasm. Curtsy point, straight leg raise and maneuver on the right at 60 degrees and left at 50 degrees. He listed radicular symptoms below the knees. Appeared he also had a positive Hoover test for symptom magnification. Appeared the petitioner claimed he needed help getting off of the exam table, which appeared to be an act. Period. Impressions. On 7/2015, Jose Alvarez Castellanos fell off of scaffolding and sustained multiple injuries. Appeared to be seen at the emergency room. Our x-rays were negative. Appeared he then was seen by various specialists and had diagnostic studies. Appeared this included MRI studies and orthopedic specialist consultation. Appeared he had permanency evaluations. Appeared he received an award and reopened his claim. Appeared he saw Dr. Zook earlier this year, whose opinions will be inserted here, but he also continues to see a psychiatrist named Dr. Camille. Period. New paragraph, the current examination was fraught with signs of functional overlay from the outset. Period. Some of those examples will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, there is no increase in the level of permanency offered by Dr. McClure. As recently as February 2020, period, and that is the end.